This year, about 317,000 American men will learn they have prostate cancer, and about 41,000 American men will die of the disease. Today, scientists from the federal government, Johns Hopkins University, and Sweden had some good news about prostate cancer. They have found a segment of genetic material that appears to cause at least some cases of prostate cancer, and that means that an accurate diagnostic test and perhaps even an effective treatment could be on the way. NPR's Joanne Silberner has this report.
Jeff Trent of the National Center for Human Genome Research has spent the last couple of years searching for a genetic basis for prostate cancer. After poring over 200,000 analyses of the chromosomes from 91 families with a high incidence of prostate cancer, today he was able to announce that he and his colleagues had found what they were looking for.
This study provides the first direct evidence that an inherited change can lead to prostate cancer. Importantly, the significance is highlighted because this inherited change occurs across a diverse geographic and ethnic background, occurring in men from the U.S., from Sweden, and African American as well as Caucasian families. Accordingly, it appears likely that this finding may be of broad general significance.
About 10% of prostate cancers are believed to be inherited. What the researchers are publishing in tomorrow's Science magazine is the discovery of an unusual stretch of DNA located on chromosome 1 that seems to be responsible for about a third of the inherited cancers and may also explain some spontaneous cancers. Francis Collins, head of the federal government's Human Genome Project, said the search took quite some doing.
When we started down this path, a couple of years ago, it felt a little bit as though we were like Columbus starting out into the ocean here, quite confident that there was something over the horizon, but there were a lot of other people saying you're going to fall off the edge. That is, you'll do all of this work and you'll end up with no evidence that there is a single major gene involved in prostate cancer, because until you find it, you're not sure. Well, of course, we have not yet got the gene in our clutches, but we have sighted land.
Knowing the section of chromosome where the gene is means researchers are well on the way to isolating the gene and figuring out how it causes prostate cancer. But, says National Institutes of Health Chief Harold Varmus, while there's grounds for optimism, there's no new test, no new preventive strategy, no immediate change in care.
We simply know a very important thing, that there is at least one gene that predisposes to prostate cancer and that that gene exists at a specific place in human chromosomes.
Despite Varmus's caution, doctors who treat men with prostate cancer greeted the announcement with enthusiasm. Philip Kantoff is with the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute in Boston.
The hope here is that this gene or some gene that's discovered in the future with respect to prostate cancer will identify a group of individuals who clearly need to be treated and would benefit from early diagnosis and treatment.
Right now, figuring out who needs to be treated is a problem. Treatment often means debilitating chemotherapy and an operation that can cause impotence. And it could be that the gene could signal who needs treatment and who has such a slow-growing form of the cancer that they could avoid it. The researchers from the NIH, Johns Hopkins, and Sweden beat out about a dozen other labs hunting for the general location of the gene. But there's still a ways to go. Other genes have taken years to isolate after they were localized. For example, with the breast cancer gene, it took 4 years before the researchers actually had the gene in hand. Then it was another 2 years before a limited diagnostic test became available. Prostate cancer researchers are heading back to their labs to try to do better than that. This is Joanne Silberner in Washington.